Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, Leonard Skinner, Simple Man. That can only mean one thing on this radio program. That's all things Simple Man. Well, self-proclaimed Simple Man. Bill O'Reilly is with us. By the way, Bill launching his brand new book today, the latest in his killing series, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. This is not going to be a cupcake interview, but we'll get to that in a second. Bill, we have covered a lot of hurricanes in the course of our careers. Katrina obviously stands at the top of the list. I'm talking to my friends in Fort Myers. They're sending me video photos of how bad this is. The storm surge is literally covering all of Fort Myers from as far as the eye can see. It's that bad. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did. I saw the pictures on TV. And, you know, that's just one of the risks of living in Florida. You're always going to be subject to these tropical storms.
I just urge people to really just follow your local authorities. I know for some of you it's been inconvenient to get out of your house. Nobody likes being told what to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want everybody alive at the end of this thing. The cleanup is going to be difficult. Rebuilding will be difficult. People will lose their homes, but that can be replaced. Lives can't. You know, you and I have discussed this a lot in the past, the lethal danger of celebrity. And you got on the cover of this new book. And by the way, it was riveting to me. I think I read it in less than a day.
Wow. Thank you. You're busy.
And I'll tell you, it really caught my interest because, number one, I have a boxing glove signed by Muhammad Ali. The John Lennon story is just fascinating to me in light of Hinckley, you know, in light of what happened to him at the Dakota when he got shot. And I watched the movie recently about Elvis, and I was fascinated by that movie. I actually watched it twice. It is such a tragic story, so sad. And everybody around him, it seemed like nobody cared about the person. Because if they cared about the person, he wouldn't have been dead at 42. And I'm not talking about Priscilla. I'm not talking about, but I am talking about other people.
Look, I wrote this book because it's social history. These three men, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali, influenced how we all live today, how all Americans live today. Were influenced by what they did. Now, many historians are snobby. You're worrying about celebrity. No, let's talk about Millard Fillmore. Okay, fine. You guys do that. I'm in business to basically chronicle what happens in America. One quick one. So 1950s, you weren't born yet, but I was here. All right? I was a little kid. It was the age of conformity. Post-World War II, Dwight Eisenhower president. Everybody kind of looked the same, sounded the same. TV had just come in. Everybody was watching Milton Berle. Remember that name, Hannity? Milton Berle?
Uncle Milty. Yes, I do, Bill. I'm not that out of touch as you think.
No, yeah, you weren't born yet.
And Leave
yet.
It to Beaver right. And Green Acres and The Flying Nun. I watched them all, yeah.
No, that was after Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty was first. Anyway, so the Society of America was a conformist society. In the space of 8 minutes, that dissolved when Elvis Presley, a teenager from Tupelo, Mississippi, went on the Ed Sullivan Show, the biggest entertainment show in the world on television. Elvis Presley sang Hound Dog. He writhed. He...
By the way, there's a word of the day. He writhed.
And they wouldn't shoot him. Ed Sullivan ordered the cameras not to go below the waist because he was wiggling around and the girls were screaming. Within the space of 8 minutes, this teenager changes American culture. Boom. Pastors are burning his records. They're saying that Satan is behind Elvis Presley. Mothers and fathers are telling their sons, you can't slick your hair back. You can't wear the leather jacket. You can't have that attitude. Who wins that culture war? Elvis Presley wins it. All right, and the whole culture changes into a semi-rebellious state. Then 64, the Beatles come over. From 64 to 69, American culture changes again. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's here now. Who drove that? Lennon and McCartney, Magical Mystery Tour, Sergeant Pepper. At the same time...
By the way, one irony about Elvis, before you move on to your chronicling of history here... The thing that really was mystifying to me and fascinating to me, he learned his style of music in church, in African-American churches, and that he loved gospel singing. He did gospel records, Bill. He sang religious songs at his concerts all the time.
How Great Thou Art was one of Elvis Presley's biggest hits. Yeah. And his roots... were in the black music culture in the South, and that he took that and then crossed over into the music industry. But what is important about all of this is that as huge as Elvis, Lennon, and Ali were, and they were titans, icons, they all were crushed by their celebrity. And I mean broken. And it led to their demise, and they were all betrayed. They have so much in common, which is why I put them on the cover. And there's one other important thing about Killing the Legends. This, today, is again influencing how we live, because our politicians are celebrities, and they are undergoing so much intense scrutiny that it's destroying many of them. And people don't understand the danger of being a celebrity. Can I tell you a fast story, Hannity?
Of course.
So Hannity and I are together about 26 years ago in Atlantic City.
Oh, no. You can't say where we were.
In Atlantic
just
City.
Can't.
So we're doing some promo for the Fox News Channel, which at that time...
We were doing David Horowitz's event.
Whatever it was, we were there because Fox wanted us to be there. I wouldn't have been there for David Horowitz. I didn't even know him. So Hannah and I are in Atlantic City, and we're relatively unknown at that point. We're on the rise, but there's two Irish guys, and we're tooling around. So we decide to go to the Tom Jones show at one of the casinos in Atlantic City. Okay? And we go. And we're sitting in the second row, and there's Tom Jones writhing around, just like Elvis, doing a show. And then we went out to dinner, and we had a nice time. Hannity and I could not do that now. We could not go to Vegas or Atlantic City, wander around, go to whatever show we wanted to go. We couldn't do it because now we're famous. Am I correct?
Bill, I had tickets to the U.S. Open for years, and the last 5 years I couldn't go. I gave up my tickets. And I couldn't go because I'm not particularly loved in New York. And I'd rather than
you know, make people uncomfortable with my little presence sitting there watching a ball being hit. I just prefer to stay back and stay out of it. And I you know, for 5 years, I'm paying all this money and I'm giving my tickets away.
Yeah, well, and it's a shame. It's a shame. And
you know what? No, it's not a shame. No woe is me here. I'm just the one thing I say, and you and I have had this discussion, is fame. I have concluded, and of course, I'm nowhere near these legends or, you know, a goat, if you will. Yet we're not Elvis. We're not John Lennon. We're not Muhammad Ali. But we have some degree of either notoriety, fame, whatever you want to call it, infamous, whatever, any word anyone wants to use. But I get recognized a lot. You get recognized a lot. And what I have learned and what I believe with my heart is it's not healthy. It's not. Most people, I think, get way too caught up in it. If it weren't for my one belief in God and my blue collar roots of decades of my life in construction and restaurants, I could see how this can easily destroy people. I really can.
I learned lessons the hard way myself because I wasn't prepared for it when it happened to me, and nobody is prepared for it. And even if you surround yourself with bodyguards and you live behind walls like Nancy Pelosi, it takes a tremendous toll. And I submit to you that most human beings cannot handle it. The list is legion. I mean, just go down the list. Jimi Hendrix, River Phoenix, Kurt Cobain, Princess Diana, Janis Joplin, Karen Carpenter, Michael Jackson, Prince, Amy Whitehouse. It's the same thing. You lose control unless you're very, very disciplined and very, very astute. You lose control of your life. Look, Elvis Presley, if you look at his 1967 special, you talk about the movie that you saw. The guy was in his prime on NBC. 10 years later, you're looking at him, is this the same human being? 10 years. And then he was dead a short time later.
Is the scene in the movie where he passed out on the ground and the colonel, as they call him, came over and said, that man must be on that stage tonight, and then turned to Elvis's father and said, right? And then in comes Dr. Feelgood to give him whatever they can give him to get him up and able to go out on the stage that night. Is that true?
Look, Parker was a criminal. After Presley died at 42, his estate had to sue partner to get the money back that he stole from Presley. But look at Muhammad Ali, the Nation of Islam, controlled him, Elijah Muhammad and his son Herbert, took all his money and forced him into the ring when they knew he shouldn't have fought. Because the doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, said, look, this guy's almost dead after fighting Joe Frazier in Manila. He's almost dead. He almost died. You can't throw him in the ring 4 months later. Guess who was in the ring 4 months later? And then John Lennon, what happened to him was, once he met Yoko Ono, his whole life turned around, and he became very isolated. And in the isolation, he becomes a heroin addict. What's that? What is that all about?
That part I didn't know was confirmed. Is that
nobody
fully confirmed?
Knows it? We knew it because we got a hold of his drug dealer, okay, Dugard and I, and that's footnoted in Killing the Legends. But the
all right, that liability's on you. I cannot confirm that.
All right, but listen, this is the 12th Killing Book, Kennedy, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time.
By the way, when Bill is now working on Killing Hannity for saying that, but go ahead.
When we write it.
Listen, I will tell you, look, I want to serve you a compliment here. I'm fascinated by it. I think people will be fascinated by it. And you're looking at some of the most gifted, talented people, you know, and the crowds, the adoration that they have. And yet, as good as that is, and so many people want it, you can see them trying out for it on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all over social media. But they all want it, but there is a huge downside to it, and that's the dark side of celebrity, or you call the lethal danger of celebrity.
Somebody asked me today about the Manning family, the football players, and how they survived their celebrity. And I said it was the father, Archie Manning, who trained his sons, who knew his sons were going to be football stars, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. And from day one, the parents trained them, protected them. But Ali and Lennon and Elvis didn't have that. They didn't have anyone looking out for them. And the fame engulfed them, and crushed them. And people should know that one of the reasons we don't have the leadership we should have in America is because astute, good, honest people know they are going to be attacked like crazy if they achieve power and fame. And many, many people do not want to put themselves through that. And I got to correct you on one thing, Hannity.
Yes, sir.
They love you on Long Island. When Hannity and I go out to dinner...
That's actually true.
And Hannity pays.
I always pay.
When we walk in, I think more people like you than me, Hannity. I'm jealous. I think more people like you.
I think that's true, but you tower over people because you're 6 foot 20. You know, it's like you're this monster. It just tower overs the room and you scare people.
But Long Island loves Hannity.
All right, quick break. More with Bill O'Reilly. The latest in his Killing series out today. Killing the Legends, the lethal danger of celebrity on the other side. We'll get to your calls. We have updates on Hurricane Ian. It is as bad as they said it was going to be. Joe Bastardi also coming up in a few minutes and much more straight ahead as we continue.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Bill O'Reilly with us. He just released today the latest in his Killing series. It's called Killing the Legends, the Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Listen, I really enjoyed the book. I just learned a lot, and it confirmed a lot of what I believed about fame and the danger of it. And for the people that become super, super famous, way above where our level is, it is lethal. And it's called Killing the Legends. And it talks about Elvis and Muhammad Ali and John Lennon and others. It is a powerful book, and it's called Killing the Legends, the Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere, BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, great job. Another huge bestseller on the way. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, Sean. Thank you for reading the book.
800-941-SHAWN on number. You want to be a part of the program. Inflation out of control. We're in a recession. And look, this is going to get far worse before it ever gets better. And as I continue to tell you and warn you, interest rates are rising again and again. Many people now are putting that, you know, for their bare necessities, they're buying it with credit cards. You can pay 21.5% interest rates on credit cards. There's a better way to do this, and that's why I want you to get a free debt consolidation, financial overview and review, and a mortgage analysis from our friends at American Financing. They will look at your entire financial picture. They'll look at any debt you may have. They'll look at any equity you may have in your home, and they're going to try and give you solutions that will put you in a better financial position. It's absolutely free, this phone call. There is no obligation. They're not going to harass you. All they're going to do is offer you, hopefully, a way that you can save a lot of money, especially in these tough economic times. Anyway, their pros are standing by right now. The experts at AmericanFinancing.net, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200, on the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We'll update you more on Hurricane Ian, the other news of the day, your calls coming up as well as we continue. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. As we have been warning, and our friend Joe Bastardi has been warning, now this Hurricane Ian making landfall, a little bit south of earlier predictions that it'll be landing just a dead-on hit to Tampa. Looks more like Fort Myers, although Joe Bastardi had been telling us it looked a little more southward yesterday, so he had picked up on it. He's with WeatherBell.com, the official meteorologist of the Sean Hannity Show. It looks, from what I can see, and I have friends in Fort Myers, they've been sending me pictures. I mean, entire tennis courts with the high fences are underwater, Joe.
Oh, yeah, this surge is phenomenal in there. And last night on the TV show, I mentioned the eye wall replacement cycle of the storm. And what
That's
happened
Tampa.
Is the eye wall, when I said eye wall replacement, as to why it intensified again. The eye sort of fell apart for a while overnight. It's sort of like a fighter taking a break, okay, and then coming back again. And it re-tightened this morning, and it is the Category 4 hurricane hitting just to the north of Fort Myers. And, of course, that means that the entire surge is coming in there. It's not done yet. Naples has already broken their surge record from previous storms, and that's impressive with Donna and Charlie having gone through there. They've already broken it by 3 or 4 feet, and the surge is still coming up in there because the wind is turning around into the south and southwest. Conversely, Tampa is getting a strong northeast wind, and the tides right now around Tampa, I'm looking at Port Manatee and places like that, are 2 to 3 feet below normal. I don't think they're going to have what they call blowback tide. Irma, you had a blowback tide. Remember, Irma came up, it blew everything out. But when it went by, because it went by to the north and northwest, the wind came back in from the west and southwest, blew the water back into Tampa. So there was some significant flooding. In this case, Ian is moving northeastward. And tomorrow at this time, when I'm talking to you, it will be near Cape Canaveral. And that means part two is on the way, and it's something we've been pushing here on your show, and I try to get out in front of it because I am usually concerned about northeast Florida all the way up to South Carolina. The St. John's River, I want to outline this, folks, again, because until the hurricane watches, if they go up for that area, people aren't paying attention to the magnitude of the problem there. If we didn't have Ian hidden where it is today, the big news story Friday and Saturday will be what it's doing up the coast when it gets there. St. John's River, 1 to 2 feet of rain in the St. John's River. The river flows north. It's flowing into where the storm surge is coming from the northeast, right? The water's coming back into there. And so the city of Jacksonville and that particular area could be in for a major event. And I expect this storm surge even up there to be 6 to 10 feet. Now, down at Port Charlotte and these other places, it's 12 to 20 feet. So But a 6 to 10 foot storm surge on the north coast of Florida all the way up through Georgia and perhaps South Carolina, that is a huge event. And you folks up there, we want to make sure that you've got this in the back of your mind going forward. As far as this storm now, this is going to be breaking. We said this, it's going to be breaking wind records all the way to Orlando. Non-thunderstorm wind records, because you know you get thunderstorms in Florida and you'll get crazy wind gusts with them. But I'm talking about the idea of wind gusts in a hurricane, and it's not going through in 3 or 4 hours. It's more like a 12 to 18, 24-hour event, even though the strongest winds will be done probably by 8 or 9 o'clock, and the area is just getting absolutely hammered now. It's still going to persist well into the night. And so Governor DeSantis has organized an army. I mean, what a great job. I'm looking at what's going on. It's a great job. The question to me is, after the storm goes by, can you keep supplying that army to get this to come back? Because the slow movement of the storm, and we discussed the issues with the supply chain, all these things are compounding the problem outside of the normal, even major Florida hurricane that comes through. And Florida, South Florida has only been hit 6 times by major hurricanes since 1965. I mean, wow. It became a rare event. So you got a lot of people here, even though they went through Andrew and they went through Charlie and they went through Irma. It's not like it was in the 1940s. It's just unbelievable what used to happen down there. And let's just hope that that type of situation is not returning. I don't really think it is. But in this particular case, folks, basically it's moving it along now. It'll be near Orlando early tomorrow morning, 1 o'clock. I think it's back out on the coast, 6, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And there are going to be hurricane conditions along the coast, I think, from North Carolina, from North Florida, all the way up to Kiowa, perhaps Charleston out of this.
All right, let's go through this, because Naples has been hit particularly hard. Fort Myers was almost a direct hit. I have friends of mine that have been sending videos about a storm surge, literally videos of tennis courts and the high fences behind them almost completely submerged in water at this particular point. They're nervous because their building is kind of swaying a little bit. But my understanding is, especially in these coastal areas, they are structurally engineered to do just that, to sustain these winds. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. But trying to get across this, suppose they're built to take 200-mile-an-hour winds. They're not. I don't know what the code is for, let's say, wind gusts to 100 miles an hour for 8 or 10 hours. See what I'm saying? I mean, they're different ways. It's like fighting someone who keeps jabbing you, rather than you're able to take one haymaker. I don't know that answer. What I've been doing is trying to express the concern about this whole situation where you have a hurricane. Remember what happened in Houston. Harvey came ashore and stalled. So that's what caused all the rain in Houston. It would have been a heavy rainstorm, but if Harvey kept moving, they would have 6, 8 inches of rain. That's it. But the band stalled over them. And the reason that happened was Harvey got caught by the buckling of the jet stream. This is a case where the jet stream is buckled. Right, it's not some big blocking heat dome over the eastern part of the United States, obviously. So what happens is the upper trough is capturing the storm, and some of the processes of the storm are not exactly the same now, and it's moving slower, and it's moving very slow. So the situation is that, okay, well, suppose you have 2 feet of water up into the second floor of a condominium or something, and it keeps getting hammered. Let's say the storm surge 15 to 20 feet above, all right, and you're up there on the second or third floor. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to explain why this situation's a little bit different, and we just have to hope that all these things that have been done do work out. They probably will, but it is a different kind of situation because of the slow movement and incessant pounding that is going on.
Let me ask this question. I think this is pretty important. So let's walk through. So we have Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Tampa getting hammered. It's moving now from west to east all the way across the state, right through Orlando, up into Ponte Vedra, and of course the Jacksonville area in the northeast corner of the state. Then it's going to go through Georgia, South Carolina. You think Charleston is likely going to have flooding issues if they haven't had them already. Where does it go from there?
Well, then it moves up into the mid-Atlantic states, probably over Virginia or West Virginia. The rain shield tries to come up into Pennsylvania and New Jersey Saturday and Saturday night, then gets beaten back down to the southeast as what's left of the storm. The center reforms off the mid-Atlantic coast and goes out as a regular old storm. Okay, so this cold air that's in the east is, once this thing makes its second landfall, and it will make the second landfall in a much weaker state than this, but it's a situation.
And when you say the second landfall, where is that going to be?
Well, I think it's between Savannah and Charleston right now. You know, that's what we've been saying. You know me, if I put out a forecast, I stick with it. So we've had that. I still think it's going there. And what I do think is that the folks, there are weather nuts like me that are already paying attention to this. But
Joe, there's no weather nut like you in the entire universe. You're it. You got the top spot, which is why we love you.
Well, actually, you should see my weather. My weather mafia is very interesting. I'm not going to go any further with that. These guys are absolute nuts. But the situation in there, I think that if the National Hurricane Center starts getting a little more urgent there, the urgency will then carry to the public, and we can get ready there. But this is going to be a massive cleanup when you hit two areas like this, even if the second one's just a Category 1 hurricane after the first one. And again, the supply chain issues have me worried about the recovery with this. That's all. Yeah, I hope I'm wrong about that. So we'll see.
All right, Joe Bastardi, WeatherBelt.com. We'll check in with you in the next hour, final hour of the program at the bottom of the half hour. Very informative all day. We really appreciate you taking time. I think people need to know what's coming. Heed your warnings and admonitions. Listen. There's nobody that doesn't want to listen to a politician more than me. I know nobody likes being told what to do. I especially. However, if this is coming your way, take the preparations that are necessary. Assume that your lights are going to be out. Assume that you're going to need extra food, extra water, whatever. And if you're in a coastal area, you might consider moving out, especially if they tell you you've got to leave. I know that's so inconvenient, but at least you're going to come out of this with your life. Hurricanes do kill people. We don't want that to happen. Anyway, Joe Bastardi, WeatherBelt.com. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Listen, with each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they're delivering on their promise to do good, never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have all made for us, the people that have risked their lives for our country, our communities. They now need our help. Now, that's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and vets, even our homeless service members. U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Gear was a firefighter and an EMT in Ashland City, Tennessee, when he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was 25 years old when he gave his life serving his country. Now, Corporal Greer was survived by his wife, Stacy, their children, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation paid off the Greer's family mortgage. Now, for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home where they made memories with their fallen loved ones. And for others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this is only possible because of your generosity, your support. They can't do it without all of us. And that means me as well. Just donate. They're asking $11 a month. If you can commit that somehow. I know these are tough times. $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. We'll continue.
At 7 a.m., Hurricane Ian is located roughly 80 miles south-southwest of Charlotte County, and it's moving north-northeast at 10 miles per hour. It is now a Category 4 hurricane. with maximum sustained winds of up to 155 miles per hour. That is knocking on the door of a Category 5 storm. We expect landfall in southwest Florida later today as a major hurricane, and will slowly move across the central Florida peninsula before exiting the northeast Florida coast, probably sometime on Thursday. Much of southern Florida is already experiencing impacts from the storm as it moves closer to landfall. There have been several tornado warnings issued during the overnight hours, and we expect to see that continue today. A storm of this magnitude will produce catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and the highest risk areas are ranging from Collier County up to Sarasota County. The current track has the storm making landfall in Charlotte County. If you are in any of those counties, it's no longer possible to safely evacuate. It's time to hunker down and prepare for this storm. This is a powerful storm that should be treated like you would treat if a tornado was approaching your home.
Steve is in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Steve, how are you? Sorry you're getting hammered today.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Hannity. We're safe and secure, thank you.
Well, you're still getting hammered by a pretty deadly storm here.
We are. We've got sustained winds of about 35 to 45 miles an hour with some intermittent gusts up to 60. We've had about 5 inches of rain.
Well, but you got another problem, because in Tampa, it's a rare phenomenon caused by the hurricane. It sucked water away from the shore early this morning. Around 8 a.m., the tide was receding dramatically. It's called a reverse storm surge, and it's when the storm winds push water out of the bay, and water near, for example, Tampa's Bay, McCabe Bay, was 3 feet below expected levels during low tide. The problem is the negative tide will likely continue over the next couple hours, but later on today, Tampa Bay area could see water rushing back, and you could have as high as a 6 to 8 feet storm surge.
Correct. We're expecting high tide to come in here at about 5:30 this afternoon.
Well, you know, look, you guys were target zero in this thing, and then all of a sudden it just came in a little bit south of you in Fort Myers and Sarasota, Naples, and obviously they're getting the brunt of this, but you guys are still getting hit hard, and you're going to probably get hit a lot harder in the hours to come, so I want you to hang in there, all right?
Yes, sir, we will. Thank you.
All right, my friend, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Anyway, when they tell you to evacuate, you just gotta listen to the officials. I know it's so inconvenient, it's annoying, it's all of those things, but it is what it is.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals
for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.